Anime, baby. We back.
Oh, I didn't sign up for this. I'm out.
What? we're here today talking about Code Geass R2, episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Because I had to cut it yesterday because I was super sick.
Yes, last week.
What did I say, yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. I had to cut it yesterday because I was just insanely sick.
Yes, yes, yes. So here we go. Episode 5, Knights of the Round.
Oh, yes.
So, this episode, the big deal is that Suzaku returns to Ashford Academy.
How could he?
Because he needs to, because now that Zero has appeared, he needs to confirm
that Lelouch has lost his memory.
Yes. And boy, does he.
What a savage. What an absolute savage.
Yeah, so basically, the whole episode actually ends up being a little bit of, kind of filler. They're throwing a festival together.
Biggest tragedy of our time happens again.
Yes.
Pizza ruined.
Yes, yes. They do that exact same festival. They try to make the big pizza. There's a moment where Lelouch throws C2
into a tomato vat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Colin shows up in a bear suit to try and hide Lelouch.
Yeah, it's a filler
episode. It's a filler episode. Until the end.
And we learn who the true villain is.
Yes.
This whole time.
Lelouch and Suzaku are on a roof and they're having a heart to heart moment. They're like, yo, I love whatever, blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm trying to do. And at this point, Suzaku is unsure if Lelouch's memories have returned. So he presents him with a very, very, very asshole maneuver.
Continue. It's fucking, I gotta talk about that after.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, he tells Lelouch, hey, I got the Viceroy here on the phone.
Yeah.
And you should let them know about, you know, how you plan to, or whatever.
Yeah.
To congratulate you. I forget what the reasoning is.
Yeah, yeah.
But Lelouch is like, you didn't have to go out of your way to do this for me.
Yeah, I don't want me, a regular student.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to change the world overnight. Like, come on. And so he gives him the phone. Lelouch says hello. And on the other end is Nunnally.
The Viceroy.
The Viceroy of Area 11.
So this was a really smart scene choice, I guess, by the studio. Because when he gets the phone, he turns around.
Yes.
Right? So you're still able to be in the situation where you look at Lelouch's face and he's just writhing in anger.
Yeah.
He's like, you motherfucker, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Right? And then it turns out, but his fucking face. Suzaku doesn't have confirmation that, oh, he remembers who she is.
Yes. Right? And this is where we see that Nunnally really is Lelouch's Achilles heel.
100%.
Because he cannot lie to her on the phone. Like, once he heard the voice, he knew that he had to confirm.
His inner monologue is just like, I can't lie to her.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, because if I lie to her, then what do I become?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one thing I'm fighting for is right here, and I cannot break this.
Yes.
So, what is he going to do, Anthony?
Oh, fucking nothing, because he had him checkmated. Until Rollo showed up.
Well, Rollo's role is he always has to be around Lelouch.
Like, yeah.
To watch him.
In that situation, it seemed a little convenient.
Well, I think you have to assume that Rollo is always
there forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Rollo was there on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And Rollo used his time power.
Yeah.
He used it on Suzaku.
Yes.
And he's like, remember the time limit. Do what you gotta do.
Yes.
And then Lelouch gets to talk to Nunnally.
For like 10 seconds.
He's like, Nunnally, it's your brother. Please, I just got to lie to you right now. Don't take this personally. I miss you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then once the timer's down,
he's
just like, oh, sorry, who are you? Oh, it's an honor to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And then even Suzaku's just like, yo, dog, he really forgot. Damn.
He ain't Zero.
Yeah, he got him good.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But he still kind of has
doubts.
His doubts.
It's also in this episode we see, like, they also kind of roll it back and they show how, with the help of Rollo, Lelouch is able to blackmail Valletta.
Oh, yes.
Into his servitude, basically.
Yes, yes. They basically say, hey, Valletta, remember that time you were boyfriends with L11?
Yes.
You fucking bum?
Yes.
And this is the start of this whole thing where it seems like, was it Valletta?
Valletta.
Yeah, Valletta, she's, it's like she's falling in love with Ogi for real.
Yeah.
But also, it seems super forced
because
she fucking stabbed him. Like, the disgust. This fucking Jew. And then, like, that's basically what happened.
Would you take a girl back?
If she stabbed me?
Yeah, but how hot is Valletta?
Oh, Valletta's very hot. I don't know.
Valletta might be the hottest character in the show.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna say something controversial here.
Oh, no!
I'm gonna say stabbing is a hard line.
Okay.
Right? Once you cross the stabbing line, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, yeah. That's very true.
Yeah.
But she also just regained her memories in the moment. Like, she was a little confused.
But she stabbed me.
Because she's been trained to kill me from day one.
But I don't know that. And also, she stabbed me.
Okay. I just mean, like, if she wants to give another shot, you know, give me a call.
No, I'm good. That's all you, baby. All
right, all right.
Next time I have an ex that wants to stab people,
yeah.
I'll give you a call.
Whew.
I'll let you all know.
Right. I'm glad you're looking out. Glad you're looking out.
I'm looking out for your worst interests.
Yeah. Okay, then we move on to episode 6, Surprise Attack Over the Pacific.
Oh, yes.
So now that Lelouch is aware that Nunnally is the Viceroy and that the Viceroy is going to do some shit, he basically sets up a coup with, or he sends the Black Knights to, like, we're going to capture Nunnally.
Yeah.
And the only way we can do this is over the air or in the air.
We're going to do it, baby.
Because she's coming to Area 11. We're going to attack them out at sea where there's no reinforcements.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the whole episode.
And we get another character who looks like a new main character and is fucking disposable. Again. It's like, oh, check out this new general who's apparently super high ranking and blah, blah, blah. But he has this one obvious weakness that he's a fucking bitch, right?
Yeah. Where
he's just like, oh, like my name could never take being saved, so I have to go...
Yeah.
And try and solve all these problems.
Yeah,
but LOL, I made it worse.
Yes. Yeah. So they try and do it. And at first, the Black Knights look like they have the upper hand. And they're just doing it.
And they do. They're doing everything to plan.
And then the Knights of the Round come.
And they're like,
they're like ha. Yeah. You guys can't fly.
We can.
We're going to fuck your shit up.
We're going to.
And they basically wreck the Black Knights in the air.
They destroy them.
At
and
this...
Colin tries to fight them.
Yeah, and but then she gets her arm ripped off.
Yeah, she gets her arm ripped off, and she can't escape the pod
because
it's malfunctioning.
Yep. And oh, it's falling,
It's falling, and she's just like, well, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
And then Science Lady is just like, yo, I smoked some good hookah last night. Bro, check this out. And she just gives her, like, a fucking Gurren Lagann upgrade.
So it's crazy. She does the Iron Man thing where she sends the armor to her mid-flight.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's a flight pack and an upgraded arm.
Yeah, also, you can shoot nuclear energy.
Yes! Oh, that's right. Her new arm is like, remember how you had to touch them?
Yeah.
Not anymore, baby.
You could just shoot them.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't want it to be a beam, you could widespread it so it's a shield.
Yeah.
And you can just, like, just spray that shit.
Yeah. It's wild, the shit that she has.
This whole episode was strictly for robot upgrades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This was the robot war. A similar sort of battle happens with Zero, and he gets, and then he meets Nunnally. He's like, he's trying to convince her to go, but then Nunnally pulls out the ace in the hole, and she's like, I'm going to honor Yuffie, and I'm going to bring back Special Area Nippon Zone.
The massacre zone.
Yeah.
But not massacre this time, because I'm blind and can't walk.
Yes, I will not massacre people.
Yeah.
and Lelouch is caught dead in his tracks. He's like, fuck.
That's a good plan,
and I cannot stand in her way. Fuck.
I'm the bro.
The purity.
Yeah.
I cannot be her enemy. I cannot fight her.
Yeah. Because, I have to reveal that I'm Zero eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And while Lucius is basically crippled in thought.
Yeah, literally. He's there within touching distance.
Yeah, but he can't do anything. Because if he steals her, then he's the villain that she will always see him as.
His brain is basically overclocked and he doesn't have enough cooling. And it's just, steam coming off the top of his head. Yeah.
At this point, Colin is doing so much damage to everyone that they're
bust a hole in the flower.
They're garden. Just like, we gotta. Everyone's like, Britannia's like, we gotta retreat. So Suzaku picks up Nunnally and's like,
in the robot,
he has to activate special shields so that he can't get hurt by by Colin, saves her. He saves Nunnally. They take off, and Colin grabs Zero, and they go retreat.
And then it's a moot point.
Yeah.
Like, this episode is only frustrating because nothing happened.
Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, nothing did happen.
Yeah. Though, A, robot fight is cool. Toto's right-hand man got murdered.
Absolutely.
So there's less characters to deal with.
Yeah. And I think at this point now, they have no more nightmare frames.
They just have Colin's frame.
They just have Colin's amazing frame. Yeah. Yeah. They just have the current.
The one frame to rule them all.
More or less. Then we go on to episode 7, The Abandoned Mask. And this whole episode covers Lelouch's mental state.
Yes.
And now that he realizes what Nunnally is and what she represents.
And how the Britannians are using her.
Yeah. He feels like he is.
He's been defeated.
He's been defeated. He's been outplayed. He's been checkmated. Mm-hmm. And he basically plays hooky from school.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and fucks around with
some his friends are planning a trip.
Yeah.
And he's always gone. They're like, where's Lelouch? I miss him so much.
Yeah. Lelouch is out fucking around with some gangsters.
He's doing drugs, bro.
Gets some refrain.
Yeah.
He's about to just hit himself with some refrain.
So that whole thing with the power, where he's just like, do push-ups, do squats, dance, do whatever. That's some pretty savage shit.
Yeah, when because now they're not stopping, ever.
Yeah, they have to do that forever.
Mm-hmm. That's worse than just die.
Yeah, that's just like, I want you to do push-ups until you die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. See the one guy on the wall is like, do a handstand?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Colin finds him.
Yep. Doing the refrain.
Yeah.
Which obviously she has a whole, opinion about because her mom.
Yeah, so she knocks that shit out. And she's like, stop, Lelouch. You are Zero. Please be the symbol. Please order me. Don't be this
bitch.
Yeah, tell me what to do. And Lelouch is like, listen, you want me to tell you what to do?
You should comfort me, motherfucker. Comfort it's like, whoa, me. Dude. This show goes deep in, like, the whole history thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, for people who don't know, like, when Japan invaded Korea,
there's
a whole thing of, like, comfort women and some really fucked up shit.
Yeah, and he's like, there's certain things only women can do.
Yeah, like, complete, utter jerk-off.
And when he says that, I'm like, ooh! Oof!
What an asshole.
And then you know that Colin has, like, these mixed feelings toward him. Like, on one hand, she fucking loves him.
Yeah, I want to smooch the shit out of you. But also not under these circumstances because you're looking like a rapist.
Yeah, and also, I love Zero. I don't know if I love Lelouch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so she appropriately bitch slaps him.
Oh, yeah, as needed.
Yeah.
Just before. Should have spun kick him, but whatever.
Who is she? Suzaku? Come on. Let's be real.
But she does it the opposite direction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she does the guile kick.
Oh, she does the guile
kick. Inverted.
Oh, so he rotates on a horizontal. She rotates on a vertical.
Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah. After that, Lelouch goes back to the high school.
Yeah, he meets his friends, and he's like, "Rolo, don't worry, an empty cage suits me."
Yeah.
But then fireworks start appearing. They go up to the roof, and it turns out all their friends waited for him.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey guys, like, hey Lelouch, like, it's not where you go; it's who you go with."
Yeah.
Right, and we're all your friends. We love you. Blah 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 blah. And then he's all like, guys, I promise to do this with you again sometime.
Yeah,
And then that's when he kind of gets his whole, like, his spark. The reignition.
Yeah, for him, it's like, he's like, this started out as a thing for Nunnally, but I now know that, like, I'm fighting for so much more.
Yeah.
So we kind of get back the goody-goody Lelouch, we'll say. Yeah. Like, he's not 100% psychotic anymore.
Unfortunately.
Yes, he's... Well, we'll see what happens.
Actually, that's one of those situations where, like, 100% psychotic Lelouch is not an interesting character.
Yeah.
Right? He just gets really depressed and whatever.
So it's nice that he has motivation again. And at least he can think straight. But he's still willing to cross that line.
Yeah.
So, for sure. That's the good Lelouch we want.
For sure.
From then on, it is episode 8.
Oh, we forgot to mention at the end of this last episode, Lelouch ends the episode by saying the Black Knights will join
Nunnally's
whole thing to like the festival, basically.
The safe
safe zone for the Nippon.
Yeah.
For the 11s, yeah.
And that is where we went to episode 8, 1 Million Miracles.
Yes.
This episode opens up with Suzaku is commanding a navy.
Yep.
And they find basically the headquarters of the Black Knights.
The one ship
yeah. with a submarine on the inside. And he's like, listen, get out, claim your rest. Doesn't have to be fun.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. Or we'll fire.
Zero's gone.
Yeah. Or, you know, in 10 minutes, we'll fire on you.
10 minutes pass?
And they get fired on.
They escape into the ocean.
Yeah. They go in the ocean. They're still getting wrecked.
But all the while.
All the while, Lelouch, now with his mojo back, somehow gets a phone headset shit. Rings him up and he's holding a physical map.
Yeah.
He's holding a map. And he's giving them all these commands. He basically says blow up this chemical plant under the sea and boom Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, and anchor yourself to the floor.
Yeah. And he's like, and bang. Everyone's dead.
Yeah, because they release a bunch of methane gas,
yeah.
which creates air pockets, which can sink everything.
Yeah. So that works. Suzaku gets out safely because he's in his mech. Because
he flies.
Yes, because he's a flyer. At this point, Rolo shows up in his mech with Zero on it. And Zero claims to Suzaku, we will join and take up Nunnally's offer. We will become part of your safe zone. I have 1 million troops. Ready to go into this safe zone.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't believe you, but I guess we kind of have to believe you.
So, I guess.
All right, fine. We won't attack. Then they have some private conversations where they discuss the terms of what this is going to happen. And Lelouch basically works out that all these people will go into your safe zone if you exile me.
Yeah.
If you exile Zero.
Mm-hmm. You reveal who you are, you get exiled, possibly murdered.
Yeah.
But then all these Japanese people get their own land and whatever.
Yeah, and he's like, that's the deal I want. Like, exile me. Because without the leader, the whole system will fall.
Yeah.
And they will be...
cut off the head.
Yeah. And they're like, fine. Fine. We'll take it. Reluctantly, we'll take it. So they get to the place. There's a million people there. Zero shows up on the screen, on the big projector. Suzaku's making his announcement.
Yeah. And he's like, where yet? And he's like, not there. Yeah. LOL.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to show up.
Crazy.
Yeah. But Suzaku, please tell them. We are, they basically have like a heart-to-heart speech and they talk about what it means to be Japanese.
Yeah. They're like, what is it to be Japanese? Yeah. And it's like, he's like, Kokoro da! Right? It's just like, it's in your heart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you go as long as it's within you.
And he's like, you're right, Suzaku.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah.
As long as it's within your heart,
yeah.
You can be Japanese wherever you go.
Yes.
Right? It's basically the Asgard speech.
More or less. Yeah.
We're Asgardians no matter where we are.
Yeah. And he's like, so I am Japanese. Even if I leave here, I am
Japanese.
At that point, everyone in the audience hits the smoke.
Yeah. A bunch of people hit there's a bunch of bags.
Yeah.
And it creates a smoke screen over a million people.
Yeah. And when the smoke clears, all these people have changed into Zero costumes.
I am Spartacus. Like, yes. Straight up, I am Spartacus, but with a million people.
And then this is absolutely right after Suzaku has just exiled, quote-unquote, Zero.
Yeah.
So he exiled a million people who in their heart all believe they are Japanese.
Yeah.
And
that was a cool... That's a cool moment.
Yeah.
It does bring up some logistics issues.
Oh, absolutely.
How did they get... enough smoke to cover a million people? How did they all change so fast? Where did they make all these costumes?
Where the fuck were they storing the iceberg ship?
Yeah, where were they storing an iceberg ship that can handle a million people?
So I think the ship they say was actually from the Chinese.
Okay.
It's a Chinese ship.
Yeah,
and they're like, that's the one that they granted safe
passage. Oh yeah, also Chinese warrior man is dying. For some reason,
yeah,
he's coughing up blood.
Lelouch's wife is back in the picture. Zero's wife is back in the picture. Yeah,
what that's a fucking 13-year-old.
But she's like, I'm glad you were able to comfort him in my absence.
Yeah, we're all three, the three of us are his concubines. And it's like, whoa, dog, relax.
Yeah, she's like, I understand the situation. Yeah. You can please him now, but I am his wife.
Yeah, I'm the head hoe, okay? You all are side hoes.
He ain't as good as me, but yeah. I'm glad that you were there for him.
Yeah, okay. Ain't nobody touching the 16-year-old pussy. Like, that's basically what
she, yeah, like, she's, I don't understand.
I don't, that character makes me uncomfortable.
She's Kyoto queen, so.
I, yeah, but she's also, like, 16.
Yes.
So.
So. So there you go. Basically, the Black Knights have been exiled, or basically fully pardoned. And
the biggest thing though was that they were gonna shoot on him.
Yeah.
Right? Because Suzaku was in charge.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, dude, just let us shoot on him.
Fuck these 11. And Suzaku's like, I can't do the massacre again.
Yeah, fuck these fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Suzaku says, it's not gonna be like that again. I can't sully Yuffie like that. I can't do that to Nunnally.
Yeah.
Jerk ass maid lady tries to shoot them.
Yeah.
And even the one who for some reason likes Ogi again. She's gonna shoot somebody. Here's Ogi's voice. He's like, oh, Ogi? He's like, oh no, I'm Zero.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, and then they have a little speech at the end where it's like Suzaku's like, the only person who could have done this must like had absolute faith that I was not gonna shoot.
So Zero knows me.
Yeah, so Zero knows me super well. Yeah. And then the other side of Zero is Lelouch going like, I know you super well. I know your weakness.
Yeah.
I knew this would work.
Use a little bitch.
I got you played, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then and now the status quo is the Black Knights are international. Because who the fuck knows where they're off
to go? They're on an iceberg ship.
Yeah, I think they're off to take over the world, so.
Pinky in the brain?
Like, yeah. Okay. Like, that's where they're headed.
Okay.
And that's where we leave off with episode 8. So,
it's a good cliffhanger.
Yeah, so it's fun. We'll pick this up next week with the episodes 9 and 10, which I believe are very Chinese based.
Oh yeah, because
they're headed to China.
They go to China with the iceberg ship.
Yep. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Again, if you ever want to give us feedback or let us know what you're thinking, you always write into us, and we'll look at that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, see you next week.
See ya.